The starting point is that the duty on the police is to protect, and in particular to protect life. So they are entitled to use force, but it must be done in terms of a certain framework. And what came out from the discussion is exactly that the international standards are that the police are using force, it must be necessary. In other words, they must use the least force possible. It must be proportionate so that they do not, for example, shoot somebody who's stolen an apple. You can only take life if it is in order to protect life. But I also found interesting from the discussion the emphasis on precaution and prevention, so that it's important for the police to have proper training, to have proper equipment. So it's not only when force is being considered, but it's a long time in advance that the police have to make sure that they're ready to eventually, when the emotions are up and when it's a dangerous situation, that they're able to actually play the role of the protectors of the people by making sure that the least amount of force is used.
How can new technologies help? And in the same time, what are the challenges that new technologies produce?
In the last 20 years or so, since the basic principles on the use of force, since they've been elaborated, a lot of new technology have emerged that make it possible for those who apply the law, in particular cases, not to use lethal force. Chemical irritants, of electrical shocks, of sound. In many cases, these things have been developed. Also kinetic projectiles, you know, such as rubber bullets and so forth, have been developed. Now, I think the starting point is that it's welcome that these less lethal weapons are available, but there are challenges with their use. In some cases, those who use them may not know exactly how to use them. Even something such as tear gas. If you do not know where you use tear gas, which way the direction of the wind, for example, is, if you use it in a confined space, if you use rubber bullets in the wrong way, if you use tasers in the wrong way, it may actually cause damage up to the point of killing them as well. So the fact that we call them less lethal weapons do not necessarily mean that they're simply a license to use them. You still need a sort of a graduated approach that for this particular case, that particular police officer must think, is this the least force that I can use?
But with new technologies come also the technologies, how can they help in ensuring accountability?
The availability of even ordinary cell phones, CCTV cameras, satellite imagery. We see increasingly that if somebody is shot somewhere, somehow somebody filmed this and is available on YouTube and so forth. Now that technology, I think of course one also again needs to be careful about it, because if the technology becomes too pervasive, there's a problem of the surveillance state and privacy and all those sort of things. But in many cases this technology can be used. The evidence so far is that if police have body cameras, that they're much more restrained. We still need to see more research being done on this, but certainly in many cases, body cameras can eventually lead to greater accountability, but it also has a preventive function. The mere fact that you know that you are on camera means that people are more careful about what they're doing.
What are the different factors from all parties that are necessary to ensure police reform?
Well, I think it starts really on the domestic level with states. The international community has a strong role to play in terms of standard setting, in terms of, for example, sharing of information, training and so forth. And they're well placed to learn from one state and make that available to other states. But in the end, the most important, the first line of defense is really the state and the local government. And I think that's where a lot of the laws and the standard operating procedures are very out of date, and unless you have those in place, the wrong norms will be instilled when the police are trained, when the police fulfill their functions. They think, well, we do it because the law allows us and the law says that we cannot be challenged in court. They think they have a license. So I think law reform is needed. I think training also in particular in this technology, but also the availability of technology.